Hi everybody, welcome to part number 7 of the Our Covenant God study. Last week we started to look at the whole principle of remembering the covenant, reminders. We looked at what a sign or a token of a covenant is. We discussed why it was so important. And we spoke about the rainbow, we spoke about the covenant scars, and we spoke about circumcision. Now, homework question number 1. Describe in your own words what the purpose of a sign or token of a covenant is, and why it is so important. The sign of the covenant is a reminder, both to us and to God. To remind means to fill your mind with. And so the sign of the covenant is meant to replace anything in our minds that we might be meditating on that is not what God's word says, and to replace it with what God does say. For example, when you find out that healing is part of God's covenant, then if you get sick, instead of filling your mind with negative thoughts about how bad you are feeling, you can start to fill your mind with thoughts about how God is your healer. Every word and action starts in your mind first, so it won't be long before you are able to rise up off your sickbed in faith, knowing that by the stripes, that is the scars, on Jesus' back, you were healed. When you do that, you are grabbing hold of the covenant by faith. On the other hand, when God promises to remember the covenant, he is promising that when the clouds arrive, that is, his righteous judgment on our sin, he will hold that judgment back and save the world from the destruction of that judgment. He will be faithful to us even when we are unfaithful to him. And lastly, a covenant token tells others that we have a covenant friend. It tells anyone who tries to attack us, including and especially the devil, that God is on our side and that he is our shield, he is our protector, and he is our avenger. Amen. Homework question number 2. Circumcision is the removal of a covering. Bearing Acts 7, verse 51 in mind, what would the results or the fruit of being uncircumcised in heart and ears be? Acts 7, verse 51, New King James Version says, this is Stephen speaking to the Pharisees, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do you." Well, a covering is something that stops anything from getting through whatever it is protecting. In the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8, Jesus talked about a man who is God the Father, who sows seed, which is the word of God, that's Jesus, into the ground, which represents our hearts. Most of the seed in the parable was wasted because it could not penetrate and become rooted in good soil. The soil was hard, and it was littered with thorns and stones. That soil represents an uncircumcised heart because it is impenetrable. The only seed that was able to take root and bear fruit was the seed that landed on the good, deep, soft, fertile soil. The same would apply to a person's ears. If you cover your ears, it is a deliberate act because you have to use your own hands to do so. You often see children do that when they don't want to listen. It is interesting that Jesus ended the parable of the sower in Matthew 13 by saying, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear. The seed is the word. You hear the word to receive it into your heart. The writer of Hebrews said that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If your hearing is in tune with God's word and you receive what he says, then the seed will take root inside your heart and bear fruit. If your ears and heart are uncircumcised, then you will not receive the word of God, and you will not receive Jesus. Homework question number 3. How do we circumcise our hearts and our ears? Circumcision is the removal of a fleshly covering. Flesh is a word that speaks of our sinful desires. We circumcise our hearts and ears when we cut sin out of our lives and open ourselves to receive his word. Just like David, who cried out and said, "Search me, O God, search my heart." We can also allow God to search our hearts and to change us from the inside out. Homework question number 4. Why would Jesus' scars prove that he was God? The scars that Thomas wanted to see were not Jesus' scars from cutting covenant, that is, the circumcision scar. No, he wanted to see Jesus' crucifixion scars. Why? Because they were death penalty scars. Why was there a death penalty? Well, later on in the study, you will find out that the descendants of Abraham would indeed be unfaithful to God and to the covenant. Remember that if you break a blood covenant, you must die. Thus, the death penalty. Now remember, Genesis 15 verse 7 says, "And it came to pass, when the sun went down, and it was dark, that behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a burning torch that passed between those pieces." The crucifixion was the payment of the death penalty for Abraham's descendants' unfaithfulness to the covenant. Thomas, as a descendant of Abraham, understood that if Jesus carried the death penalty scars, that meant it was Jesus who walked in Abraham's place between the animal pieces. Thomas also knew that the burning torch and the smoking oven were both God. Therefore, if Jesus paid the death penalty, it meant that it was him who walked the covenant walk in Abraham's place, because no one else could legally die in their place. And that is what proved to Thomas that Jesus is God. And so now for today's study. Last week, we taught a little bit about a reminder, why it was so important to have a reminder of the covenant. We spoke about circumcision being a sign or a token of the covenant. We mentioned the rainbow and spoke about how it was a visual reminder of God's promise of a covenant, that he made that promise to all of creation. It is very important that we understand that when the Bible talks about remembering, it doesn't just mean not to forget. It actually means to fill your mind, to be mindful. It means to re-mind. In the last lesson, we looked at the fact that God set the rainbow in the sky to appear whenever it rained, as a reminder of his covenant with all of creation. Imagine that. God set the properties of white light to refract through raindrops in such a way that a rainbow consisting of 7 different colors would appear. He built that quality into light. We know that Jesus is the light of the world, so the reminder of the covenant is actually built into his very substance. That is something to just sit and chew on.